Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Hundreds turned out at Boston City Hall last night to weigh in on a proposal to prohibit certain biosafety research in the city into deadly diseases. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports the primary target of the ban would be Boston University's controversial and new biocontainment lab in the South End.
We have a very aggressive agenda, and we have a full house. We have several panels.
It was standing room only in council chambers as at-large counselor Michael Flaherty gaveled the meeting of the Government Operations Committee to order. Several hundred people from both sides came for the hearing on an ordinance proposed by City Councilor Charles Yancey to prohibit biosafety Level 4 research in Boston. Level 4 is the designation for work on the most dangerous pathogens for which there is no cure. Yancey says he is not taking a stance against science.
The city of Cambridge has banned level 4 research. Now, I don't think anyone's going to accuse the city of Cambridge of being anti-research or anti-science.
Boston University is already doing level 2 and level 3 research in its National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratories, or NEDL, at the BU Medical Campus in the South End. Gloria Waters, the university's vice president and associate provost, says the facility will also serve as a training ground for the next generation of doctors. And she adds, it provides an economic boost for the city.
Beyond making important scientific contributions, the NEDL will also strengthen the local economy. The facility is expected to bring in approximately $45 million a year in new federal funding, which will actually translate into an additional $100 million in related economic activity.
Councillor Frank Baker, noting the 12-year battle for the research, says residents remain worried for their safety.
There's still distrust. Who are we supposed to believe here?
Baker says he's still trying to decide his position on the ordinance. Claire Allen, the activist who's been at the forefront of community opposition to the biolab, says she wants to hear from Mayor Walsh on the issue.
I don't know where the mayor is. I know that he was opposed to it when he was running for mayor. I don't see him now, and I don't see him speaking up now. And that's a problem.
The mayor's office says he has not changed his opposition to level 4 research, he stated in his campaign, but that he will assess the council's specific ordinance on the basis of last night's hearing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.